O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Ezekiel 34, verses 1 through 10. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to King of Love by Adam Palmer, Jonathan Smith, Matthew Hine, Stephanie Kola, and Stuart Gerard. An Americana style is established with lively folk instrumentation and lilting vocals. The intensity increases during the chorus when the text emphasizes the everlasting, never-failing nature of God's love for us.
The King of Love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever, and he is mine forever.
Within your house forever. Ezekiel 34, verses 1 through 10. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the Lord God says to the shepherds. Woe to the shepherds of Israel who have been feeding themselves. Shouldn't the shepherds feed their flock? You eat the fat, wear the wool, and butcher the fattened animals, but you do not tend the flock. You have not strengthened the weak, healed the sick, bandaged the injured, brought back the strays, or sought the lost. Instead, you have ruled them with violence and cruelty. They were scattered for lack of a shepherd. They became food for all the wild animals when they were scattered. My flock went astray on all the mountains and every high hill. My flock was scattered over the whole face of the earth, and there was no one searching or seeking for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, this is the declaration of the Lord God, because my flock, lacking a shepherd, has become prey and food for every wild animal, and because my shepherds do not search for my flock, and because the shepherds feed themselves rather than my flock. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord God says. Look, I am against the shepherds. I will demand my flock from them and prevent them from shepherding the flock. The shepherds will no longer feed themselves. For I will rescue my flock from their mouths so that they will not be food for them.
Who are some of the greatest threats to God's people? According to Ezekiel, it's false shepherds who fleece and abuse God's flock, turning people away from God instead of shepherding them with patient care and gentle strength toward God. Our passage refers to kings, priests, and other leaders in Judah, the southern tribes, who should have known better. They were meant to help God's people know God better, but instead they clouded that mission with their treatment of the people of God. And so the word of the Lord comes as a rebuke through the Son of Man, a kind of prophet, and it speaks against false shepherds. It addresses attitudes, for example, doing ministry for one's own gain, using people instead of serving them, coercing folks instead of pastoring them in the gospel, or feeding oneself to the neglect of feeding the flock. The Lord says, you have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bandaged the injured. Instead, you have ruled them with violence and cruelty. Judah's wayward leaders lorded it over the people like the Gentiles did, as Jesus warned his followers not to do. Instead of mirroring God's kingdom, these leaders convey their own agenda. Today, abusive leaders may be more subtle, using words to bully and control, perhaps rejecting the clear teaching of Scripture, or elevating hobby horses or politics, or neglecting the whole counsel of God. Ezekiel can apply when a pastor or a teacher makes inappropriate comments, making people feel unsafe, or they cross one boundary after another. But Ezekiel speaks not only to pastors and Bible study leaders and the like, but also to parents and anyone who is tasked with spiritual guidance. Are we forcing our egos and our need for affirmation on others, doing what makes us feel good about ourselves, or are we humbly and joyfully presenting Christ to others? In other words, are we making it about Jesus and them, about other people, or about ourselves? Well, perhaps you've been wounded by someone in a position of spiritual authority. And if so, the last verse of our passage, Ezekiel 34, verse 11, is God's word for you. God says directly to you, I myself will come and search for my flock. God personally tends to you. And Jesus is the Son of Man in the passage, the Son of God, who says, I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for my flock. Jesus strengthens the weak, he heals the sick, he bandages the injured, he brings back the straying. Our good shepherd redeems us from our own sin and also from the damage of those who have sinned against us. That's what kind of shepherd knows you and me. And so I encourage you to pray, Jesus, I thank you for being my good shepherd, that you have tended to me, that you have healed me, and that you have laid down your life for me.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I am to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I am to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I am to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I am to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.